In sum, since this human body, which supports your life, is beneficial and was difficult to gain and is easy to disintegrate, you should use it for your benefit and that of others. Benefits come from a tamed mind. When your mind is peaceful, relaxed, and happy, external pleasures such as good food, clothing, and conversation make things even better. But their absence does not overpower you. If your mind is not peaceful and tamed, no matter how marvelous the external circumstances are, you will be burdened by frights, hopes, and fears. With a tamed mind, you will enjoy wealth or poverty, health or sickness. You can even die happily. With a tamed mind, having many friends is wonderful. But if you have no friends, it is all right too. The root of your own happiness and welfare rests with a peaceful and tamed mind. In terms of others, when you have a peaceful and tamed mind, life is more pleasant for your friends, spouse, parents, children, and acquaintances. Your home is quiet, and all who live there enjoy an excellent sense of relaxation. Upon entering your house, others feel a sense of happiness. But when your mind is not peaceful and tamed, not only will you repeatedly get angry, but others, upon entering your door, will immediately sense that a lot of fighting takes place in this house, that this person frequently gets worked up. Since taming the mind brings happiness, and not doing so leads to suffering, use your life to reduce the number of untamed attitudes, such as controlling enemies, promoting friends, increasing monetary profit, and the like. And use your life to tame or train your mind as much as possible. This is the way to extract the meaningful essence of this precious and tenuous human body.